Hey everybody, and welcome to the last Wednesday Word of 2020. I almost can't believe it. It's actually a lot of pressure for me to do the last Wednesday Word, the last devotional from hometown for this year. And there's a lot I want to say, and there's a lot I want to share with you and encourage you to do before this year is over. But I'm going to boil it all down to this. Let's be thankful. I know that the world is telling us, let's get this year over with. 2020 was a disaster. Everything was terrible. And yeah, there was a lot of stuff that was really terrible. People died. Maybe you lost loved ones. Maybe your whole world was uprooted in a way that you never imagined. Maybe you're going to be dealing with the aftermath of being socially alone for a really long time. But here's the thing. 2020 was also an incredibly important year in all of our lives, I think. We were opened up to seeing things that I don't think we would ever have seen before. Even in tragedy, God was with us. I know that for a fact. I also know that this is a year that I don't think we should ignore. I don't think that we should put it behind us like it didn't exist, or run from it, or pretend like 2021 is going to be a magic solution to all the stuff that happened in 2020. I know for me that 2020 was a year that opened my eyes in so many ways, even just to what God is calling me to. And a lot of it is really scary. A lot of it is stuff that I would never have ever thought about or done without him, for sure. And I have so much to be grateful for. And I know that if you're watching this today, so do you. I want us to be people that look for things to be grateful for, even in the hardest times. Remember that we just went through Advent, and each candle on the Advent wreath represents something that I think we should take with us into 2021. Hope, faith, joy, peace, and Jesus. Love. So as we go into 2021, I'm actually really excited to start over. I'm excited to invite you to keep watching our Wednesday Words, because starting next week, we're going to actually have a new series called Fresh Start. And I could really use one of those, that's for sure. I'm really excited to dig into the new year. I love new beginnings. I love new starts. But I want to be someone that goes into the new year with the hope and joy and peace of Jesus and faith that everything is in his hands. So today, I want to encourage us all to take some time. I'm actually sitting up here. It's kind of cold. I won't lie, but I'm sitting out here and spending some time just pondering what happened this past year. I don't want us to forget it. This is a year that our kids, our grandkids, their grandkids are going to ask us about. This is a year that's going to be in history books. This is a year that you won't forget for all kinds of reasons. Maybe it's really tragic and traumatic, and maybe it's something joyful. I know in my life I had ups and downs, and if I sit and think about it, I know that it was all for God's good and for my good. It's hard to say that. And I know that if you're struggling, please know that we're here for you. We are good listeners. Jeff and I and Stacy and Ryan, the founders of Hometown and the pastors, we're here to listen. We're here to pray with you. And we're here to get us off to a great new start in 2021. So don't just wash it away or run from 2020. Take some time today, tomorrow, the first week of January, to write down some things that God did for you, to be grateful, and then to look forward in hope to what's next. I can't wait to spend 2021 with all of you and finding out what God has for each of us. Happy New Year.